Our last step in reading the Bible is called Flesh Made Word. Now, what exactly does this mean? Well, John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelled among us." And Ephesians 4:10 says, "He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things." Put these two verses together and you'll see something interesting. It seems that God is telling us that the Word of God that became flesh and dwelled among us now reigns from heaven to judge and rule every other word. The Word of God, like Aaron's staff, swallows up every other word. His story consumes every other story. This is not pantheism. We're not saying that your story is his story. No, what we're saying is that God is using your story to tell his story. This means that you can go ahead and tell your story however you like. But as Ecclesiastes concludes, you must never forget that God is the one writing you. In Matthew 7:24 through 29, Jesus gives us insight into his story. In his story, he says, there are only two kinds of characters. One is the wise character who obeys Jesus and lives eternally in heaven. The other is the foolish character who disobeys Jesus and perishes in hell. Now you must decide what kind of character you will be and how you will tell your part of his story. Will you obey him with your thoughts, feelings, and actions? Will you be an actor who follows God's script or an actor who does it his way? No matter what you choose, you cannot avoid being a character in his story. You will either be the wise man who builds on the rock through obedience, or the foolish man who builds on sand through disobedience. Now, if by God's grace you chose to obey Jesus, then you need to know how to follow him. What does he mean when he says, "Do not steal"? How should you love your neighbor as yourself? Well, thankfully, we don't have to speculate or guess. The Bible is God's script. God wrote all those histories, lamentations, songs, and prophecies to show us how to play our roles. This is why he tells Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Through the Bible, the Holy Spirit uses your mind to create pictures and movies of the right thoughts, emotions, and actions. If you have been practicing the last six lessons, you are now better equipped to understand and obey God's word. But it gets even better than that. As a character in God's story, you are subject to the dynamics and rules God uses to tell his story. This means all the steps you've been using for reading his word can be applied to your life. By reading your story in this way, you can perceive and improve your connection to his holy word. This is consistent with what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Christ has unveiled your face and he has opened your eyes. Yet like the man that was born blind, you still see men as trees. This is not okay. How can you conform your story to God's story if your eyes see but cannot perceive? How can you obey God rightly if you don't actually understand what God is saying? Therefore, not only your eyes, but also your vision must be washed by his word. And as your mind is renewed by meditating on his word, you are transformed from glory to glory into the image of the Lord. See Romans 12:1 and 2 Corinthians 3:18. So how does this work in practice? Well, let's turn to Matthew 7:24 through 29. Grab the summary and list of characters and constellations you've been compiling since step 1. Now take a look at everything you've written and bring to mind all you've read and imagined. Do you see yourself in the passage? For example, are you the wise man or the foolish man? Is your house built on sand or on rock? Are you like one of the people in the crowd? Are you marveling at Christ? Or do you feel yourself currently being battered by the rain and floods? If so, are you built on sand or on rock? Questions like these will help you begin to see where your character or circumstances are reflected in the passage. But a mere glance at the mirror of the word can be very dangerous. So take time to examine yourself more closely by the light of his word. Pray, summarize, and make believe your story so that you can more easily connect the dots between your life and his holy word. For example, it is not sufficient to suspect a similarity between yourself and the foolish man. You must find out how you are foolish or how you are wise. So apply the steps we use to read the Bible to your life by doing the following. Number 1. Pray to God and ask Him to illuminate your character with His Word. Number 2. Open to a chapter in your life. Start with today or yesterday. Number 3. Summarize your day so far, or summarize yesterday if it's too early in the day. What happened in the morning? In the afternoon? In the evening? Number 4. List the people, places, and things you encountered throughout the course of the day. Also list the feelings, ideas, and thoughts you had during the day. Number 5. Pray. Specifically, ask God to help you prune and correct your story to better align with His. Number 6. Now connect the dots. Look through the summary and characters in your day and compare them with the summary characters and constellations in Matthew 7, 24-29. It may help you to ask questions like these. Do you believe the summary of Jesus concerning the life of the foolish man? Or are you trusting in your own intelligence? Are there any people, places, things, or ideas present in your life that are also present in the constellation of the foolish man? For example, a foolish man does not consider the rain and storm before he begins to build. Are you behaving this way? Where are you behaving this way? Are you, like the foolish man, blinded by the beauty and height of the mansions in your imagination or the mansions you have built instead of being concerned about its foundations? Are you, like Jacob or Peter, willing to tear down the house you have built on disobedience and start over by obeying Jesus Christ? What people, places, things, or ideas need to be removed from your life or added to your life to help you stop being foolish and start being wise? Number 7. Armed with this word-illuminated picture of your character, begin to change your actions to do what God says. Repeat these steps daily, and you will soon find yourself looking more and more like the wise man Jesus described in Matthew 7:24-29. I encourage you to do for yourself what Hezekiah did for Israel. Destroy all the worldly thoughts and emotions you have been using to guide your life. Through the Bible, buy God's thoughts and God's emotions. As God said to Joshua, be strong and courageous. In every corner of your life, declare His word and begin to judge all things according to His word. This is what we mean when we say, flesh made word. Congratulations on learning our final basic step in reading the Bible. By the Holy Spirit, anyone can follow these 7 steps to gain true understanding and glorious transformation as they read God's word. Every corner of His word, from the long genealogies to complicated epistles, is already your inheritance. You are now armed and reminded to go into His word and take possession of what is already yours. God bless you.